我们今天跟大家分享的题目是尊荣主。
The sermon today is Honor the Lord.
我们蒙了恩典以后，我们愿意跟随这位爱我们的主。
After we receive the mercy of God, we'd like to follow him.
我们也盼望我们能够用神所赐的恩赐来侍奉他。
We hope to use his talents given to us to serve him.
越多的跟随，越多的侍奉，我们渐渐发现我们好像离他的心意反而不是更近，却是更远。
Sometimes through service and how come we feel more distant and more distant to him.
这里面有一件事情是我们在侍奉的时候需要注意的事情。
There's something we need to pay attention when serving.
我想各位有些人在曾经 有经验工作的经验，或者是在学校里面做学生的经验。
So at work in school, we have such experience.
我们在工作的地方，我们很注意、很留心我们的老板。
We pay attention to our boss.
在学校里面，我们也很注意我们的老师。
Pay attention to our teachers.
我们很盼望他们心里面的感受，我们能够明白。
We'd like to know their feeling.
所以这个部分的工作事实上是一个很细腻的事情。
It's a delicate issue.
所以我们要尊荣主的话，我们要侍奉主的话，我们要怎么样才能够让他觉得满足，觉得满意
？So how can we honor God to His satisfaction?
我们今天借着圣经，我们来看就三节的圣经而已。
Through three verses Bible, we can see that.
是记载在约翰福音第四章第四十三节。
It's in John chapter 4 verses 43.
这里经文说，过了那两天，耶稣离了那地方，往加利利去。
After 2 days, he left for Galilee.
这里讲到说那两天。
Talk about the 2 days.
那两天是什么事情呢？那两天呢？我们过去已经知道，耶稣来到了撒玛利亚。
Those 2 days, Jesus visited Samaria.
他遇到了撒玛利亚的妇人在井旁。
He met a woman at the well.
他把福音传给了这个妇人。
He shared the gospel to her.
结果这个妇人领受了福音以后，他就跑回他们的城里面去，把里面的人都邀请出来来见耶稣。
Then the woman went back to her village to ask the villager to come and meet Jesus.
结果这些的人来到耶稣的面前，也领受了这个福音。
So they also received the gospel.
他们就要求耶稣能不能在那里住下来。
They asked Jesus to stay with them.
结果耶稣就在那里停留了两天。
He spent 2 days there.
这个地方所讲的那两天，就是耶稣在撒玛利亚留在那里两天的时间。
So that's how after the 2 days.
按照当时的情况来讲，这是一个不寻常的事情。
It's unusual event.
因为犹太人跟撒玛利亚人是从来没有来往的。
There's no communication or interaction between Samaria and Jewish.
他们彼此有仇恨。
They're against each other.
但是耶稣把福音传给他们以后呢，这些撒玛利亚的人呢，却请耶稣留下来。
But after receiving the gospel, they invited the Jew Jesus to stay.
所以耶稣在那里待了两天。
So he spent 2 days there.
然后这个时候耶稣要离开那个地方，要往加利利去，就是要回到他自己的家乡去。
So he left for Galilee, his hometown, afterwards.
接下来44节讲到说，耶稣心里面表明了这件事情。
Verses 44 is from the heart of the Jesus.
他说耶稣自己做过见证说，先知在本地是没有人尊敬的，或者是尊荣的。
Now Jesus himself had pointed out that the prophet has no honor in his own country.
这句话事实上是在当他离开撒玛利亚的时候，他指出来这件事情。
That's what he said before leaving Samaria.
也就是说撒玛利亚呢不是他的本地。
Because Samaria is not his hometown.
所以耶稣讲的这句话就讲的事实上是指着他自己的本地加利利人的反应。
So he was honored in Samaria but not in Galilee.
他在这里讲说，先知在我自己的家乡呢是没有人尊荣的。
So a prophet has no honor in his own country.
我们接下来，转不动。你看，好，第四十五节说，到了加利利，加利利人就回到他自己的家乡。加利利人既然 已经看见他在耶路撒冷过节所行的一切事，就接待他或者是欢迎他，因为这些加利利人也上去耶路撒冷过节。
So when he arrived in Galilee, the Galilean welcomed him. They had seen all that he had done in Jerusalem at the Passover feast, for they also had been there.
所以我们从这里看到是耶稣离开了撒玛利亚要回到加利利的这个过程，等到他回到加利利的时候呢，加利利的人对他产生了一个欢迎了。
So he left for Samaria to Galilee, and Galilean welcomed him.
因为发生了一件事情，所以他们欢迎他。
Because something happened.
因为耶稣先前说，先知在本地，也就是我过去在我自己的家乡加利利呢，是没有人尊荣我的。
He said earlier, there's no honor in his own country.
但是呢，当他回来的时候呢，因为一件事情发生了，所以这些的人。过去是不尊重他的，现在怎么样？欢迎他了。
Because one thing happened, now his hometown people welcome him.
因为这些人呢，他们也到耶路撒冷去过逾越节。
Because they spent time Passover in Jerusalem.
并且他们在逾越节的时候看见了一件事情。
They saw what Jesus had done.
所以做了，他们就做了这样一个转变。
There's change.
我们在这里要看耶稣离开撒玛利亚的时候，他发出了这个感叹，说先知在本地是没有人尊荣的。
That's what Jesus said. The prophet has no honor in his own country.
那他在本地的人到底是用什么方式来对待他呢
？So how he was treated by his home country?
那在撒玛利亚的人到底怎么样的对待他呢
？And how Samaritan treated him?
我们来看看撒玛利亚的人怎么样的对待耶稣。
Let's see how the Samaritan treated Jesus.
在二十八节里面，那妇人就讲的就是那个撒玛利亚的妇人，就留下水罐子，跑回城里去，对众人说。
So verses 28, the Samaritan woman, leaving her water jar, went back to the town and said to the people.
并且这个妇人就大声的宣告说：“你们来看啊，有一个人将我素来所行的一切事都给我说出来，莫非？”这就是基督吗
She proclaimed, Come, see a man who told me everything I ever did. Could this be the Christ?
这个妇人本来是过着一个羞耻黑暗躲在黑暗里面的日子的人
She lived in darkness because of his immorality.
因为她有不道德的生活
Her way of living is depraved.
所以呢，她不愿意在大家聚集的时候出现在众人面前
That's why he went to the well at a time when there's very little people.
所以他中午就来到井旁打水，因为那个时候没有人在那里打水。
So nobody usually went to the well during noontime.
没想到在这样的一个躲避的时候呢，耶稣等在那里。
He never thought he would encounter Jesus there.
就耶稣向他传福音。
And Jesus spread the gospel, shared the good news.
一个躲在黑暗的人里面见到了光，他看经历到上帝的爱。
So in darkness, he used to be in darkness. Now he experienced love and light from Jesus.
他忘记了过去的羞耻，他跑回他的城里面去，向众人来宣告。
He forgot about her shame and went back and proclaimed.
本来是不愿意见人的，现在做了一个转变，让他敢在众人的面前。
So now she changed. She had the courage to proclaim in front of many people.
她甚至把她过去非常羞耻的事情来告诉她说，这一个人将我过去所行的那些事情都说出来了，这是我的耻辱。
She even said, "A man who told me everything I ever did, it was shameful to her."
福音在这个妇人的身上做了一个巨大的转变。
There's a transformation by the gospel.
有了这样的转变，她说，莫非这就是基督吗？我们一直等候的那一位。
So she thought, could this be the Christ?
当他遇见了基督的时候，他做了一个回应。这是我认识的基督，所以我就做这样的回应。
She responded to the message by Christ.
我不管过去我不愿意见人的情况。
Regardless what happened to me in the past.
我不管我过去的羞耻。
Even though I was in a shameful livelihood.
因为他是基督。
Because he was Christ.
所以我。因为认识他基督，所以我这样的来活，来生活。
I knew him now. That's how I'm going to live.
下一页讲到， 这些来到跟因为听到这个撒玛利亚人来到耶稣面前的这些撒玛利亚的人他们的反应。
So that's a response for the Samaritan listening to this woman.
当他们来到耶稣的面前，他们亲自听见耶稣所说的话，信的人就更多了。
Because of his words, many more became believers.
所以这个时候他们信了以后，他们就转回来来对那个曾经跑到城里面来告诉他们的这个撒玛利亚人妇人。
After they believed, they responded to the Samaritan woman.
现在我们信不是因为你的话。是我们亲自听见了，知道这真是救世主啊。
They said to the woman, "We no longer believe just because of what you said. Now we have heard for ourselves, and we know that this man really is the savior of the world."
这是救主啊。
So he's the savior of the world.
他们用这样的态度忘记了民族的仇恨。
So they forgot about hatred between Jew.
忘记了犹太人对他们的歧视。
And about, forgot about the discrimination by Jewish people.
因为我们认识的这位就是救世主。
Because now they know the Savior.
我们按照他就是救世主，我们就是做这样的回应。
They responded.
弟兄姐妹，我们从这里看到，耶稣到了一个不是他本地，而且是外邦人的地方。
So he went to a foreign area.
他们做了这样的回应，说因为他是基督。
They responded because he was the Christ.
因为他是救世主。
And he was the Savior.
所以我们因为这样的认识，我们的回应就坦诚的敞开在众人的面前。
So they respond in the public.
弟兄姐妹，这时候耶稣的心里面的感觉是错综复杂的。
So there's a complicated feeling inside Jesus.
这一群撒玛利亚人是我们犹太人所歧视的一群人。
The Samaritans were looked down upon by Jewish people.
好像不是列在神的选民里面一样。
They are not supposed to be the chosen people.
但是当领受了福音的时候，他们对基督，他们对救世主，他们就坦诚的回应表达出来了。
But they openly respond to the gospel.
所以耶稣这个时候就很感叹的说，大凡先知在自己的本乡是不受人尊荣的。
That's why he said a prophet has no honor in his own country.
也就是说，我竟然是在外邦人的地方受到了尊荣。
So he was well regarded by Gentile.
下一个，当他有这样的感受，他回到了加利利的时候呢，加利利人既然曾经看见他在耶路撒冷过节所行的一切事，就欢迎他接待他。因为这些犹太人也曾经到了耶路撒冷去过节的。
When he arrived in Galilee, the Galilean welcomed him. They had seen all that he had done in Jerusalem at the Passover feast, for they also had been there.
这里有一个字，英文写的比较清楚，就是欢迎。
Welcome.
欢迎，我们一般我们都欢迎哪一种人呢
？What kind of people we would usually welcome to?
我不知道你的先生回家的时候，你会不会开门的时候说欢迎欢迎回来了
？May the wife welcome the husband coming back。
或者是你回到家，你的孩子说欢迎欢迎爸爸妈妈回来。
May the kids welcome the parents coming home。
有没有人有这样的经验
？Anybody experience that？
哦，回来了。
Oh, you're back。
就这样而已啊。
That's it。
所以我们欢迎都会欢迎哪一种人呢
？What kind of people we usually welcome？
我们多半都是欢迎客人。
So welcome our guests.
什么叫做客人呢
？What do you mean, guest?
就是欢迎你来。
Welcome to our house.
待一下子。
Stay for a while.
不要待太久。
But not for long.
时间到了。
When time comes.
再见。
Beat it.
欢迎欢迎。
See you.
如果这种态度就是当加利利人看见耶稣在耶路撒冷行过了一些事情以后呢，他们对他说欢迎欢迎。
That's the attitude of the people in Galilee.When they saw Jesus.
我们来看看到底他们在耶路撒冷看见了耶稣做什么事情。
What did they see Jesus had done in Jerusalem?
这个就是耶稣在去撒玛利亚之前在耶路撒冷所发生的事情，是犹太人的逾越节。
That's what Jesus did before at Samaria.
这里说犹太人的逾越节近了，耶稣就上耶路撒冷去。
When it was almost time for the Jewish Passover, Jesus went up to Jerusalem.
当他进入圣殿的时候呢，他看见殿的里面呢有卖牛羊鸽子的， 并有兑换银钱的人坐在那里。
In the temple courts, he found people selling cattle, sheep, and doves, and others sitting at the table exchanging money.
耶稣就拿绳子做成鞭子，把牛羊都赶出殿去。
So he made a whip out of cords and drove all from the temple area, both sheep and cattle.
我想这个动物协会啊，一定会做反抗的，会抗议的。
So animal activists probably will protest on Jesus.
并且呢，耶稣进到圣殿以后呢，他把倒出那个兑换银钱之人的银钱。
He scattered the coins of the money changers and overturned their tables.
因为美金贬值了。
Because their depreciation about U.S. dollar.
并且推翻他们的桌子。
And overturned their table.
我们看见人在发脾气的时候，我经验到比较多的还是拍桌子而已。
So usually pound on the table when you're in a rage.
耶稣是翻桌子。
But he overturned the table.
有一些人想要把耶稣描述成非常温柔的人，他就说他很轻很慢动作的慢慢把他桌子翻过去。
Some try to modify the situation, said he gently moved the table.
我不知道，如果我在你们面前，我也是轻轻慢慢的把桌子把它翻过去，你们还是觉得他很温柔。
You think that's a gentle way just to turn the table gently?
这是一个非常猛烈的动作，非常火爆的动作。
So it's a violent act.
请问耶稣有没有脾气啊？
So Jesus has temper.
所以不要认为说一个基督徒都是很温柔的，就是叫做基督徒。
So now Christians are gentle all the time.
然后接下来他对卖鸽子的说：“把这些东西拿去，不要将我父的店当作买卖的地方。”
To those who sold doves, he said, "Get these out of here. How dare you turn my father's house into a market?"
弟兄姐妹，你有没有注意到耶稣的心非常的细腻的？
So you know, Jesus paid attention to details.
他是把牛羊赶出去。
He drove away sheep and cattle.
牛羊赶出去以后，牛羊那个主人可不可以找到抓得回来
？The master can still get the cattle and sheep back.
但是他卖鸽子的时候，他有没有把鸽子的笼子翻开呢
？Did he open the pen for the dove?
并没有，他只有说把这些东西拿去，他没有把它翻开啊，因为一翻开那鸽子怎样
？He didn't open the door of the pen for the doves.
所以耶稣做每件事情，他都很有他的方法跟原则的。
So there's a method and principle in Jesus dealing.
他说不要将我父的殿当做买卖的地方，或者不要将我父的殿呢当做菜市场。
So how dare you turn my father's house into a market?
各位在菜市场有没有经验
？Do you have any experience in the market?
声音非常的吵杂。
It's very noisy.
这边他说他的，那边说他自己的。
All kinds of people talking at the same time.
非常的热闹。
So a lot of activities.
他说不要把我的父的店呢当做像做买卖的地方，像菜市场一样。
So don't turn my father's house into a market bazaar.
这个时候，后来他的门徒就想起来，那个时候为什么耶稣有这样的一个态度呢
？Now his disciple remembered.
因为旧约的圣经里面记载说：“我为你的殿心里焦急，如同火烧。”
That it is written, "Zeal for your house will consume me."
为什么耶稣看到上帝的殿会像火一样烧到那样迫切、这样焦急呢
？Why his heart burning with anxiety?
因为他看父的眼色
He looked upon his father.
因为这个店不是他父所要的样子
This is not a market.
这个里面充满着宗教的仪式
Should be a temple for religious activity.
但是没有上帝的同在
There's no God's presence there.
所以他很介意他父亲的感觉
So his father's mind, he paid very close attention to it.
当时的圣殿在人来看的话，好像也是景绪有然啊，一切好像都很有规规矩矩在进行事情。
Other people may think everything was in order.
祭司坐在圣殿的这个大的位置上面。
The priest on the high place.
其他的人也在周围做很多的服事。
And many people serving.
他们也带着牛羊要来献祭。
And cattle for sacrifice.
每一件事情看起来好像都是遵照规矩来做的。
It seemed to follow the law.
但是从天父的眼睛来看，这是一个像菜市场一样。
However, according to fathers, this is like a market.
当耶稣注意到父亲的天父的感觉的时候，他心里面就非常的焦急。
It mattered to him how his father thought.
像火在里面烧一样。
That's why that was his zeal burning.
所以他用绳子做成鞭子，把牛羊赶出去。
That's why he made whip out of cords to drive out the cattle and sheep.
他把银钱的桌子翻倒。
Overturned money changer's table.
因为我父的要的不是这个样子。
Because that's not what fathers want.
你们以为这些样子就很规规矩矩，但是这不是我父要的。
That's not what God has in mind.
因此犹太人就问他说，你既然做这些事情，还显什么神迹给我们看呢？
Then the Jews demanded of him, what miraculous sign can you show us to prove your authority to do all this?
也就是说你把牛羊都赶出去了。
So he drove out the cattle and sheep.
把银钱的桌子翻倒了。
Overturned money changer's table.
你既然做这些事情，那你还要叫我们显什么神迹？你又在做的都没有用了。
So nothing more. You don't need any more miraculous sign.
因为我们不喜欢的事情你做了。
So you did everything we don't like.
因为你没有按照我们的规矩做，所以我们不喜欢。
Not according to our rules.
不管你后面还有多少神迹，一切都无效了。
So no matter what you had done after this.
但是耶稣他所介意的是我父的想法。
But what matters to Jesus is Father's thought.
所以耶稣这时候回答说：“你们拆毁这殿，我三日内要再建立起来。”
That's why Jesus answered them, "Destroy this temple, and I will raise it again in 3 days."
按照人的理智来想，事实上这个圣殿是后来罗马的将军把它毁掉的。
According to Roman's reasoning, the Roman soldiers destroyed the temple.
但是耶稣却指着犹太人说：“你们拆毁这殿。”
But what Jesus meant, Jew destroyed this temple.
这些犹太人压根子里面脑子绝对不可能想说我们会拆毁圣殿。
It's beyond Jew that they was the one to destroy the temple.
我们不是很虔诚吗？
So they thought they were religious.
我们不是按照所定规的规矩一步一步行吗？
They worship according to the law.
但是从上帝的眼中，你们是在拆毁这个圣殿。
But according to God, they were destroying the temple.
因为他们没有留意父的感觉。
They didn't pay attention to the feeling of the God.
所以犹太人这个时候又强硬的态度来回应说：“这殿是46年才造成的，你三日内就再建立起来吗？”
The stiff-necked Jews replied, "It has taken 46 years to build this temple."And you are going to raise it again in 3 days?
弟兄姐妹，如果你的心不是真的注意留心父的感觉的话，你也会讲做出说出这样的话来的。
If your heart is not really with the Lord Father, you will say the same thing.
你所想到的事情都是地上的事情。
You are thinking about earthly things.
这个殿46年花多少的功夫，有多少人付上代价呀？
It took 46 years effort to build.
有多少人把自己的那一份也摆上去了。
And a lot of people offer.
我们花了46年才再盖起来。
Took 46 years to build.
耶稣说：“你们46年所盖起来的，你们要拆，你们自己会拆毁它的。”
But you are the one who destroyed it.
但是耶稣说：“我三日内我就再建立起来。”
And I'm going to raise it in 3 days.
从属灵的角度来看的话，也就是说，人的工作46年一旦就可以毁掉的。
So man's work.46 years can be destroyed in a moment.
在人来看，好像46年摆上很多的功夫。
In human eye, 46 years is a lot of effort.
但是在神看来，一点价值都没有。
But it's worthless to the Lord.
但是我们在这里要看到一件很奇妙的事情，就是如果走属灵的路的话，三日内就可以建立起来。
But if you do something spiritually, you can rebuild it, raise it in 3 days.
但耶稣这话是以他的身体为殿。
The temple he had spoken of was his body.
所以到他从死里复活以后，门徒就想起他说过这话，这时候就信了圣经和耶稣所说的。
After he was raised from the dead, his disciples recalled that he had said. Then they believed the scripture.
当耶稣在耶路撒冷过逾越节的时候，有许多人看见他所行的神迹，就信了他的名。
Now while he was in Jerusalem at the Passover feast, many people saw the miraculous signs he was doing and believed in his name.
整个的福音书4卷里面讲到耶稣上圣殿，他所行的事情就是洁净圣殿。
The 4 Gospels talk about how he cleaned out the temple.
但是圣经里面这里说这是神迹。
But in Bible, this is a miraculous sign.
把牛羊赶出去，这是神迹。
Drove out cattle and sheep was miracle.
把桌子翻倒，这是神迹。
Overturning money changer's table was miracle.
什么叫做神迹呢？
So what's miraculous signs?
就是耶稣所做的事情都是神迹，因为是神所留下的痕迹。
Whatever Jesus did was miracle. It was meant by the Lord.
所以这些人就信了他的名。
So that's why they believe in his name.
耶稣却不将自己交托他们，因为他知道万人。
But Jesus would not entrust himself to them, for he knew all men.
这些人都看见耶稣所行的事情，并且都信了他。
They saw what Jesus had done and believed.
有好多人说我已经信了。
Many people say, I believe in Jesus.
但是耶稣却说，我没有办法将我自己交托给你的。
But Jesus would not entrust himself to
them. 因为我知道你。
Because they he really know us.
而且这里说也不用谁见证人怎么样，因为他知道人心里面真正所存的是什么。
He did not need man's testimony about man, for he know what was in a man.
好，我们这里在暂时在这里停留下来。
Let's stop for a minute.
耶稣离开撒玛利亚的时候，这些撒玛利亚人尊荣他。
When Jesus left Samaria, Samaritans worship him, honor him.
这些人在犹太人眼中是没有什么地位的，根本跟上帝毫无相干的。
Samaritans were despised by Jews.
但是他们对耶稣的尊荣，深深的温暖了耶稣的心。
But Samaritans honored Jesus and really warmed his heart.
当耶稣有这样的经历的时候，说发出了一个感叹，说我在我自己的家乡没有人尊荣我。
That's what Jesus said. A prophet has no honor in his own country.
等到他回到耶路这个加利利的时候呢，他的乡亲呢欢迎他了。
After return to Galilee, the Galileans welcomed him this time.
因为他们在耶路撒冷过节的时候看见耶稣所行的事情。
Because they saw the miraculous sign he did in Jerusalem.
所以他们信了他的名。
They believe his name.
并且他们欢迎他。
They welcomed him.
弟兄姐妹，上帝所要的是这样的信吗？
Is that what Jesus wants?
他们感觉得到耶稣的感觉吗？
Can they feel what Jesus felt?
他们对耶稣的感觉有回应吗？
Have they respond to Jesus' feeling?
我们基督徒常常用一个我信了就当作我的一个把握。
Some Christians so assured about their belief.
我们来看接下来圣经里面讲到说，雅各书说你信神只有一位，你信得不错，鬼魔也信了，却是战惊。
Book of James chapter 2 verses 19, you believe that there is one God, good, even the demons believe that and shudder.
在加利利的人在耶路撒冷看见耶稣所行的神迹，他们就信他了。
So they saw the miraculous sign and believed.
在雅各书说，你信神只有一位吗？你信神只有独一的一位吗
？Book of James, you believe that there is one God.
你信的不错啊。
Good.
接下来说，连鬼魔也信啊。
But even the devil believed that.
所以你的信跟鬼魔的信没有什么区别的。
So there's no difference between our belief and devil's belief.
如果你的信跟鬼魔一样，就是信他是独一的真神。他说，你还比不上鬼魔啊。
If you only believe there's only one God, you have no match for the demon.
他信到他会战惊啊，你战惊过吗？
So even the demon shuddered. Have you ever shuddered in front of Jesus?
你战惊过吗？你真的在上帝的面前战惊过吗？
So do you really fear Jesus?
还是用自己那一套自己认为的宗教仪式在这边处理你的信仰问题？
And you still worship Jesus according to your own way.
你信神只有一位，你信的不错。
You believe in one God, good.
鬼魔也信啊，而且信的战惊啊。
Demons believe that and shudder.
弟兄姐妹，我们真的是需要回到主的面前啊。
We really need to come before God.
盼望你们有经历过在神的面前战战兢兢过。
I hope you shudder before God.
有许多的传道人在那传，神是像圣诞老公公的，从来不发脾气的。
Some say God just like Santa Claus, never get mad.
你很愿意这种方法来信吗？
You really want to believe this way?
今天的信息说我们应当尊荣我们的主。
So the message today is honor our Lord.
尊荣主的意思是说按他是怎么样的一位，我就用那个相同等的态度来对待他，这个叫做尊荣的意思。
So honor means you treat him according to the way he wants to be treated.
如果他是我的父母，我就要用他是我的父母的态度我来回应他，这个叫做尊荣的意思。
So you treat your fathers and respond accordingly.
如果他是我的老师，我就用他是真的我的老师我来对待他，这个叫做尊荣的意思。
You honor a teacher, respond to him as a teacher.
所以今天有一个问题想请问你，你主耶稣对你而言，他是待在什么地方？
I have a question for you. Where does your Jesus stay?
有的人认为耶稣该待的地方就在十字架上面。
Some thought Jesus should stay on the cross.
对于不接受耶稣拯救的人的话呢，他认为耶稣是应该待在十字架上面的。
According to non-believer, that's where Jesus should stay, on the cross.
因为为什么呢？
Why so?
因为耶稣罪有应得。
Because he deserved.
有的人认为他就是犯罪，所以他罪有应得，所以他应该要留在十字架上面。
Some people thought Jesus sinned and deserved to be crucified.
所以当耶稣被钉的时候，有些人就在那里说他是反叛罗马政府的。
So sometimes when Jesus was crucified, mocking him, he was the traitor, overthrowing the Roman Empire.
还有一种的情况呢，他认为耶稣应该待在十字架上面的。
Another people thought Jesus should stay on the cross.
跟我是没有什么相干的。
Nothing to do with me.
我没有罪。
I'm not a sinner.
我不是罪人。
I'm not that bad.
但是耶稣他自己说，他为罪人流出血来，使罪得到赦免。
So Jesus shed his blood for the sinner so that sin can be forgiven.
他说谎。
So Jesus lied.
所以他应该待在十字架上面。
So he deserved to be crucified on the cross.
这个是人认为耶稣应该留在十字架上面。
Some people thought Jesus should stay on the cross.
但是弟兄姐妹，我们信的人，
For believer,
我们有的人心里面还认为耶稣你应该还在待在十字架上面。
Some still think Jesus should stay on the cross.
因为你待在十字架上面的话，你只要做我的救主就好。
Just serve as my savior.
我有困难，我立刻叫你来帮忙解决我的需要，你做我的救主就可以了。
If I need you, come and save me.
所以你继续留在十字架上面。
Just stay on the cross.
还有一种情况是你最好继续留在十字架上面。
Another Christian thought, stay there.
因为我必须继续的留在罪恶的里面。
I want to remain in sin.
主耶稣你不要离开十字架。
Jesus, don't leave the cross.
继续的为我赎罪。
Just redeem my sin.
你留在十字架是我犯罪的解药。
So that my sin will be absolved.
你继续留在十字架。
Stay there.
让我继续享受罪中之乐。
So that I can enjoy the, so that I can enjoy the sin.
所以你继续做我的救主，你就是留在十字架上面。
Be my savior, but stay on the cross.
这是有人对耶稣待的地方，他觉得最合理的地方就是耶稣，你待在十字架上面。
That's what some thought the most reasonable place for Jesus on the cross.
第二种的情况是，耶稣你待在马槽里面，待在马房里面。
Sometimes Jesus stay in the manger or stables.
我们知道耶稣来到这个世界的时候，他降生的地方就是在马槽的里面。
He was born in a manger.
他是在马房的里面。
In a stable.
按我们今天来讲，马是当时的交通工具，所以马槽是交通工具停留的地方。
So they used horses for transportation. Mangers where horses stayed.
今天我们的交通工具就是车子。
Right now we use car.
所以马槽马房呢，就是当你今天的你们家的车库一样。
So right now, manger is just equivalent to our garage.
他觉得耶稣，你待的地方，你应该待在车库里面。
So Jesus stay in your garage.
有什么人实在没有地方容他，他必须待在马房里面呢？
What kind of people should stay in the manger?
那就是当时的奴隶。
Just slaves.
奴隶不可能让他睡在里面的。
Cannot stay inside the main house.
我曾经有一次的一个经验啊，太多的人来到一个弟兄的家里。
There's one time too many visitors to a brother's house.
他们的主卧房，他们全家都挤在主卧房里面。
So all his household stay in the master bedroom.
年纪比较大的就挤到卧房里面去。
Elderly stay in another bedroom.
那比较软弱的人呢，实在没有地方，他们就让他们睡在客厅的地上。
Some other people stayed on the floor of the living room and sofa.
最后没有地方可以，没有找不到任何地方可以睡，所以呢，他们把车子开出去，就在车库里面就铺上了布，就在车库里面睡一晚。
But there's more people, so they moved the car out of the garage and let people stay there.
不过那时候能够在车库里面睡觉的人都是身体比较强壮的人。
The healthy, stronger people stay in the garage.
但是如果当时来讲的话，会把你分配到马房里面去睡的，那就是你的奴仆。
Usually, you let your slave sleep in the manger.
如果耶稣，你认为他该待的地方是在马房的话，你对待他，事实上他就是在专门服务你的奴仆。
If you think Jesus stay in a manger, then you treat him like your slave.
那还有一个地方，就是待在客店里面，客房里面。
Another place for Jesus is in.
我们记得耶稣他们进，这个那时候玛利亚跟约瑟进入伯利恒的时候，他说客店里没有地方了。
When Maria and Joseph went, there is no place in the inn.
这个客房也就是我们今天我们你的家里面你也有个客房。
We sometimes guest room in our house.
所以如果你有客人来的时候，你欢迎他们，你接待他们，让他们住在客房里面。
You welcome your guests and put them in your guest room.
这就是加利利人的反应。
That's the response of Galilean.
他们并不是按照耶稣，你本来是谁，我怎么样来接待你。
They didn't honor Jesus as the way he should be honored.
他们是因为看到耶稣在耶路撒冷所做的那个神迹，他们才欢迎他。
You saw the miraculous sign in Jerusalem. That's how they welcome him.
弟兄姐妹，耶稣对你我来讲，是因为他曾经在你的祷告里面应验了，所以你这样的，因为你应验我的祷告，所以我用这样的态度来回应你吗？
Because Jesus answered prayer and you honor him accordingly because he answered your prayer.
因为我需要一份工作，你给我一份好的工作，我就因为你给我一份好工作，我就这样的回应你吗？
I need a job, you find a good one for me, so I respond accordingly.
他就只是成为你的客人而已。
So that's why Jesus only your guest.
最后，耶稣待的地方是在人心灵中的宝座。
The last place, throne in our heart.
就好像我们家里的主卧房一样。
Just like the master bedroom.
他来到这个家的时候，他可以在那自由自在的，他想做什么就做什么。
He can do whatever he please in the master bedroom.
他是我的主人。
He's my master.
我要很留意他的感觉。
So I honor his feeling.
他有任何的反应，我必须立刻按照他的反应来做回应的。
So I respond accordingly.
弟兄姐妹，盼望这个信息能够带给我们一点 回反省。
I hope you respond to this message.
你思想一下，安静的思想，耶稣在你来讲，他待在哪里
？Quietly think about where does your Jesus stay.
你还是很愿意他留在十字架上吗
？Whether it's on the cross.
还是你就让他待在马槽里
？Manger，
还是愿意让他在客店
？Guest room，
或者你愿意让他在你的心中的宝座上
？Or you put him on the throne in your heart？
你信神只有一位吗
？Do you believe there's one God？
你信得不错
，Good，
鬼魔也信
，Demon believe that，
且信得战惊
，And shudder。
我相信有主的恩典在我们心中，我们。可以胜过那一种的信仰。
May the grace of God overcome all different kind of belief.
我们一起祷告。
Let's pray.
亲爱天父，你有丰盛的慈爱。
Dear Heavenly Father, you have abundant mercy.
你的慈爱在你的旨意的里面得以完全。
Your mercy is the will to be fulfilled.
让我们存着当 对的心来面对你。
Let's come to you in the right attitude.
你是我的救主。
You're my savior.
你是我的主。
You're my master.
你可以按你的喜悦吩咐我。
I will do according to your will.
带领我。
Lead me.
给我信心。
Give me hope.
跟随你到底。
Follow you to the end.
奉耶稣的名祷告。
Pray in Jesus' name.
Amen. If you think today's message is for you, 你等一下我